Tina, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
And we're talking a little bit here about harvest safety, especially having to do with, some of the things that go on with farms and electricity that people may not think about. The first thing that obviously, you might see if you're driving on the rural roads is that there's a lot of fields that do have power lines in them along the edge, or sometimes just cutting through them as well, depending on what the farmer has agreed to. And there are some safety tips that farmers need to remember when dealing with those.
Absolutely. We want farmers and everyone in general to be aware of overhead power lines. It's so important that people are aware of where they're located. And if they see one that they have questions about, to give us a telephone call. We really encourage our farmers to make sure that they're lowering their augers to the transport level when they're near those power lines. That way they are able to make clearance and not snag a power line and potentially cause a safety issue. They need to know the height of cultivators or planters, especially in that fold-up position. And if your tractor or even a vehicle does come in contact with a power line, we ask you to stay calm, remain in the vehicle until help arrives. And if someone's trying to approach you as they're coming to the vehicle for assistance, tell them to stay away and call 911. So anyone who has questions about this, we say, we've got information on our website that they can look at, but we really want to get the safety message out, especially during harvest season. Harvest season is one of the most dangerous times of the year for farmers, and the risk of injury around storage areas and grain handling areas can be quite high, and we want to make sure we're mitigating that.
If you do have perhaps a fire issue, you snake a power line, maybe it drops, gets close to some of that dry corn, what should you be doing if you're in contact with the power line in that situation?
That's a great question. If any equipment comes in contact with a power line, first of all, call local authorities, make sure that they're aware of the problem, and then also give us a telephone call. And they can call us immediately at 800-799-4443. We also have information on our website, which is midamericanenergy.com/safety. That'll get you to all the safety tips that are on our website.
Also, another thing that farmers usually deal with, and I don't know how much they will be dealing with it this year, but a lot of electrical equipment having to do with grain dryers and that sort of thing. Obviously, it's kind of dry out right now, but there might be still some people drying some corn using some very high voltage equipment out there.
Absolutely. We tell people to make sure that all outlets are three-hole grounded outlets with face plates before the season starts. And even after the season ends, it's nice to walk around the property just to make sure that things haven't been damaged along the way. And if you do need to make repairs, to do those in a timely fashion. If there are any doubts about the state of electrical wiring or circuits or even equipment on the farm, have a licensed electrician come out and take a look at that so that you're not putting yourself at risk. We also tell people to ground the entire electrical system and protect the ground wires and rods from damage. That will save you in the long run, and we want to make sure that we're being safe this season.
Another thing that farmers will deal with is grain bins. You might have some problems with grain bins that people might need to enter them and check out. What should they be doing in those situations?
The number one thing is make sure you know the National Electric Safety Code requirements for the clearances on both the side of the grain bin and also the vertical clearance above the bin to the nearest power line, and make sure that the wiring on the property complies. If you have any questions, you can give us a telephone call. We'd be more than happy to go over those details, or you can always talk to state officials as well, and they can provide some information on that. And before you look into any type of construction on a farm, or if you're going to be doing any remodeling, make sure to ensure that the transformer is of an adequate size and it will be able to service the needs on your property.
Also having to do with the fall, maybe a lot of people doing some yard cleaning, some fall cleanup, that sort of things, just in general outside. What kind of tips do you guys offer in the fall? What kind of safety concerns are there in the fall having to do with power and electricity that people should be aware of?
Sure. Well, one of the biggest ones I'll say right now is to call 811 before you do any type of digging. We have utility lines beneath the ground as well as above the ground, and we also have natural gas lines that are beneath the ground. So if you're looking to do any type of digging, I know my neighbor, for example, just planted a few trees, which look great, but you want to make sure that everything is marked properly. And if you give 811 a telephone call within 48 hours, they'll be able to take care of your need. And that's just so important this time of year so that we don't have third-party contractors or for homeowners hitting natural gas lines and crews having to respond to that. The other thing we like to tell people is make sure you're taking a good look around your home. And if you want to save energy this season, now's the time to do it. When the weather is nice, take a look at the outside of your home. Make sure all those drafts are taken care of. If you need a home energy audit, feel free to give us a telephone call. You might qualify for one where a certified auditor will come out to your home and personally inspect your home and provide you some one-on-one consultation. All that information can be found on our energy efficiency section of our website if anyone has any questions.
All right, Tina, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you.